Well, the war in Afghanistan drags on and gets ever more complicated and a little alarming in some ways. There's an important new book. It's called The Wrong War, Grit, Strategy, and the Way Out of Afghanistan. It's by Bing West. It's reviewed on our cover by Dexter Filkins, who says that Bing West has written a remarkable book that amounts to a crushing and seemingly irrefutable critique of the American plan in Afghanistan. It should be read by anyone who wants to understand why the war there is so hard. I'm delighted that Bing West is here to discuss his book. Welcome.
Thank you.
Why is it the wrong war?
Well, I'm a Marine, and I was an advisor in Vietnam and had a combined action platoon working with the Vietnamese. I covered the Iraq War for 5 years and the Afghan War for 4 years, and when I went over there, I assumed when I was going out with the units that I would see us going after the terrorists. And over the full course of several years, I began to realize that what we were really doing was trying to build a nation, and we became terrifically diverted with our Army and our Marine Corps, and they turned into a giant Peace Corps. They were trying to win the hearts and minds of the Afghan tribes by giving them literally billions of dollars, by building all kinds of projects, by drinking millions of cups of tea. And they no longer, in many ways, were doing the functions of an army. We became nation-building, trying to win hearts and minds that didn't work. We diverted ourselves, and I concluded this was the wrong way to fight a war. This was the wrong war, trying to make a nation out of Afghanistan.
Bing, our reviewer, Dexter Filkins, one of the great foreign correspondents of our time, who spent a lot of time on the ground, says you have too, and you have nothing but respect for the men and women in uniform who are fighting this war. Tell us about some of the campaigns, some of the actions you've seen and report on in this book.
Most of the book is about battles over 4 years and what happened. And the grit of our soldiers always flabbergasts me, the way in which they fight. What really struck me, I was in a place called Ganjigal, which was a terrible mountain village in the middle of nowhere, but it was near a camp of the Americans. And it had always been a thorn in their side because they would have snipers there, but nothing big. And so the American soldiers and the Afghan soldiers were going in order to build a mosque to win hearts and minds. And the villagers betrayed them. And when they walked in, there was a giant ambush. They had over 200 regular fighters, the true Taliban from Pakistan, waiting in these stone houses. The commander on the friendly side lost his nerve after he had been hit by an RPG. And a 21-year-old corporal by the name of Dakota Meyer took over the entire battlefield, rallied it, charged five times against the enemy by himself, killed 16 of the enemy, and we wrote him up. I helped write him up to get the Medal of Honor, and he'll be our next Medal of Honor winner in about April or May of this year. That was kind of typical of what I saw everywhere. On the battlefield, our soldiers will take it to the Taliban, but the people are not committed at all, and the notion that they don't like the Taliban has nothing to do with how they behave. They are determined to remain neutral until they decide who's going to win this war. And so when you're on the battlefield with our troops, good as our troops are, they can't close this huge divide between them and the people. And as a result, spending all our time trying to get a nation-building effort going is wrong. We should just get back to plain war fighting and gradually get out of there and turn it over to the Afghan soldiers.
Bing, your book also deals with what Dexter Filkins calls the most granular, detailed way with counterinsurgency, and that was the word of the moment. Does it simply not work?
The way we have applied it, it does not work. I wrote a book called The Village, which is used as the teaching tool in the United States Marine Corps about dealing in a counterinsurgency at the village level, where you are out there with a very small group of Americans with some Vietnamese, and we were 485 days in one village and then turned it over to the villagers to take care of. Somehow, instead of having a focus on the enemy, which is what we had, we have this new church of counterinsurgency that basically says if you give things to people, you win their hearts and minds, and they do the fighting for you. I just don't understand that. The average person isn't a fighter. He's not going to stand up. So even if we succeeded in bribing the Afghan tribes into liking us, and we can do that as long as we're giving the money, that doesn't translate into military power against the other person who has a weapon. And so our current concept of counterinsurgency, I believe, is wrong. When you're on a battlefield, you're on a battlefield because it's war, and war is about killing. And if you can't go out and kill the other guy and he believes he can kill you, you're going to lose. No matter how many wells you've built and no matter how many mosques you've created. And the biggest problem we have over there right now is that the Afghan soldier, I think in his heart, I think he's scared of the Taliban. Our soldiers aren't, but the Afghan soldier is. And that's the biggest difference.
And so you have an exit strategy. You have a suggestion for what we ought to do next.
I do, and it's caused me some cold stares with among my general friends. I believe that we should reduce the number of troops we have there by half and create an advisor corps and take – because we don't lack for volunteers. And let us advise on the battlefield the Afghans how to fight rather than fighting for them. The second thing I do is stop giving them money. We're spending billions of dollars that we don't have, and we're not gaining anything by it. If you give somebody something for nothing, you get nothing in return. And third, I'd like to reduce the Taliban by half. I'd be much tougher in how we fight this war, although I notice General Petraeus is now beginning to do that a little bit. But most of our soldiers do not see the Taliban more than two or three times in the course of a year. That's all. It's like fighting the Apaches back in the 1870s. You very rarely see them. We don't need as many soldiers as we have over there right now. We really don't.
Thanks a lot, Bing.
Thank you.
That's Bing West, whose new book, The Wrong War, Grit, Strategy, and the Way Out of Afghanistan, is reviewed on the cover of this week's book review.